SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy Tuesday evening. We have a full slate of baseball. Everybody in action, aside from a couple of rainouts that came across. But everyone's in action. We got this Copa semifinal with Argentina against Canada. We have got a lot of football. You talk about a football show. I mean, you talk turning the corner. As soon as talking day begins, and they were all out in Vegas today. Your mark. Gundy, him. I mean, they were everywhere, and they're going to do it again tomorrow. So we love this talking season. And, of course, Mike Gundy, he provides, as usual, plenty of quotes for the media whenever he has a microphone in front of him. So we will get to all of that tonight. We got the golf coming up this week. We're looking to stay hot. We've got three golf tournaments this week, actually. Three, because we have the Scottish Open for the PGA. We have got the Jabroni Tournament in Kentucky. And the LIV is in Spain. LIV Golf in Spain this week with a couple of guys we're going to play. So we have a lot with the golf. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Pleasure. Now, you notice I'm starting to kick it up a notch. I get a little excited. A couple of things. We were off air. They teased us with that Atlanta game last night, the total. Right?
Yeah, the extra innings. And Well, anyway,
I got something cooking. Over Dodgers, Phillies, 11.5, 9-1.
Ooh, okay.
Over 10.5, Yankees and Rays.
Okay.
It would be the Rays, thankfully, scored four because they've been in a slump.
I hit a tater over there with Parides. I had Isaac Parides. For
Can
a homer,
we get the Rangers and Angels to smash through again? That would kill a parlay.
Just like last night, right? They took care of last night.
So now, 43-46 is the payout, you know, the odds.
Right.
And I'll send you the ticket.
The two games, Joe, that I liked the most tonight, if I was, you know, going to be like you and alt the totals, was this this Baltimore Cubby game. Which right now does it's already on the number at 9 in the bottom of the 5th with a bunch of homers.
See the Cubs, you see these Cubs, they screwed me on Saturday. And now they come right out of the gate in Camden Yards with 7.
Wow, they beat up on the Dean Kramer. Not a good night for him.
Man. I look at the Bo Sox.
Not a good night for him.
Let me tell you something. You just got to go with the trend. The trend is Bo Sox overs, Guardians overs, and I guess Twins overs, right? Like every game is an over for the Twins when they play?
Yeah.
And Giants.
I think so.
I mean, it's just over. Don't think it. Just bet it.
I think sometimes that's what you have to do, Joe.
Yes, you're right. The baseball, I feel it's so trendy that when it does start to trend, there's so many games you just got to jump on board.
And now it is, Joe, it is a Dinger Tuesday, as you know. It's Hater Tuesday, a Dinger Tuesday. And I got a lot of action with that. And I've already got a couple in the barn, actually. Naylor homered for me for Cleveland, which was a nice hit. And then Parides, as I mentioned, for Tampa, got one in for me as well. So we have a few guys. I told you, I like this Cub-Oriole game. I have Gunner and I have Cedric Mullins. And I have Bellinger in that. Of course, everybody's basically hit a homer except those three guys. And I like this Pirate-Brewer game that's coming up in 5 minutes. I really didn't.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. With Fleming and Rhea, I think that we could get some. I added a little because once I hit a couple, I add a few more. Willie Adames and then Brian Reynolds I added in that game. So I'm looking for big numbers there too, Joe.
Well, let me ask you a question. This Giant Blue Jay game, why are they teasing you with the over if the Giants, because of Snell? That's what it is?
Yeah, look, you know, anytime Kikuchi could be a gas can, you know that. And I believe, you know, Snell, this is his second time coming back off the IL. Is he finally going to get it going? You know? I think that's... I like the Giant guys there tonight. I have Soler, and I might add Chapman as well against the lefty Kikuchi. Kikuchi,
I'm going to give you two games. You tell me which one you like the over the best. Marlins Stros and Mariners Pods.
Honestly, I kind of like that over 7.5 in the Mariners Pods. That Mazur on the Padres, he stinks, Joe. And the Mariners only homer or strikeout. I think they could get some homers off Mazur tonight.
And we're, all right, so I might put the – I took a –
Now, I don't know how high you want to go there. I know you're probably going to go –
9.5, under 10 if I take the total. I like the total. I know you're going to laugh at me, but the way they adjusted this Atlanta line, like because it's Sale, now 7.5 – and they got started late. I'm thinking 10.5 at plus 290. And maybe the Braves
in the Brave Diamondback game.
Yeah,
I don't like it, Joe. You got two decent pitchers there tonight.
I'm gonna take a shot. I think.
I prefer the Seattle San Diego game, honestly. I prefer that. If you up to 9.5, if you wanted to go that. Man. With Dodgers, you need one more run, right?
Yeah, they got first and second two out here. Freeman's
up. This is your guy, Freeman.
Hit a three-run blast, but then the Yankees. Like this is going to be the night now. All of a sudden, non-existent. They got one run.
No, that's the Yankees.
I mean, this is it. Ben Rice is a one-hit wonder.
It's the Yankees. I mean, what do you expect?
Come on, Joe. It's so frustrating with these games.
Boone giving Rodon the business here in the dugout.
Up and away.
You think the Ranger game's going to be up and away again?
Yeah, I think that lineup.
Wow, a base hit for LeMahieu, Joe, to lead off the fifth. There you go.
He's been hot now, LeMahieu. He's batting 175 before I came to town. Had two hits, and now he's on fire.
Yeah.
All he needed was a little Lisi in his life.
Yeah. He needs a lot more than that.
No?
He needs a lot more than that.
He's back over 200 now.
Man, the Guardians and the Tigers busted out after the 1-0 game last night. That was the game to target, Joe.
You want to take a shot with Seager? What's his stats?
Yeah, I would go with Seager.
Plus 230? He's a favorite. What about Semien? Want to go Semien? 430 for Semien tonight.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that, Joe. You can get in there.
I think they can put up about 8 runs themselves tonight.
The Contreras is a gas can, so we can get after him. I've been chasing Garcia a lot lately, and he hasn't hit for me. I know the problem is when these guys, you start chasing these guys, Joe, you know the night you don't play him is when he's going to hit one. So, I don't know if I'm a little pot committed on Adolis Garcia here tonight.
I'm pot committed all around, Carver. So, you know, let's go big or go home tonight.
You're pot committed with everybody.
Yeah, this is it. I mean,
right?
I'm looking for everybody. I think I'm going to take a shot in the Blue Jay game.
Okay. I don't mind the Blue Jay game. Out of the late night games, I think you're not including Rangers Angels. I think Rangers Angels is its own thing. They could definitely get a little altover. Out of the other 3 7.5s, I think Toronto San Fran is the best of the.
I altered them, not crazy. I altered the Blue Jay lineup to 9.5, the Brave game to 10.5, and the Rangers to 11.5.
Yeah, I would have did Seattle San Diego instead of Atlanta Arizona.
Yeah,
I would have went that way instead. Carver and Lisi, we're just getting going on a Tuesday night, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. This is our song. All right. We're here with you. Okay, Joe, a few things to update you on. First of all, that Miami-Houston game, Jazz Chisholm led off with a homer. So that gets things started. 1-0 already. And then the second guy got on. So the Marlins are after Blanco already there. The Red Sox have 11 runs in the second inning.
Come on.
Now, that total was 10.5, Joe.
Yeah.
So they've cleared it themselves, and Oakland actually scored 2 in the first. So they got 13, and they've put up a live number of 21.5.
What happened? Now the Yankees, here we go. No base runners. This is it. Unbelievable.
Yanks,
to get
an
over
losers,
in a Ray
Joe.
Game is like pulling teeth.
Losers.
Really. The one game that they break out with 4 runs is like a Christmas miracle in July. And they got all of a sudden the pitching is going to come around and hold the Judge and everybody to what?
They're just not any good,
percentage?
Joe. They're just not any good. They're just not any good.
But could they score? Like, I don't understand.
I don't even know if they can do that.
14 runs. And then they followed up with a terrible performance on Sunday. No runs. They lose. I mean, come on.
They're just not that good, Joe. I told you this.
But again, could they at least give up 10 runs? Like, the athlete, could they do something to get this over? I really don't care what they do.
I mean, I think that you need your what number do you have here?
Bad number. Let me see.
Okay, whatever it is, bad or not bad, what do you have?
10.5. 6 runs. I mean, I thought if the Rays.
I think you're gonna need the Rays to get to 8 or 9.
8 or 9, Corby.
Yeah.
You think they're only gonna get 2 runs in this game?
I just think
give me a 3 spot.
They never play well in the Trop either.
They just never do. Just like.
Sorry, Joe. It's just.
It's just whatever. All right.
I'm trying to put a couple things with the golf here too.
Please, I'm so aggravated right now.
You're so aggravated, Joe. Is so aggravated.
Because it's like I've been so close from like huge ones,
I know.
Get you through the show too, and we gamble for fun. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, we gamble to win too. But don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying?
We're here to win, Joe. We're here to win. All right.
All right. All right, Gundy.
We're here to win.
Calm down, Gundy. Meanwhile, those sound clips that you sent me today, loved you. I loved you for that.
Well, I have a full run that I'm doing tonight, and I'm going to send them to Matias tomorrow. And tomorrow night we'll start what we did last year during the summer, which is talking day clips, and we'll do all the clips from the media days. And obviously the Big 12 is our first one, and we'll get all these guys in the mix. But we're going to get to that, Joe. I'm going to bring all that up too.
Okay.
Talking day out there, which is very, very big. Very big. You in on the USA basketball tomorrow night, too?
USA
Joe's got no clue. They're playing Canada tomorrow night in our first warm-up game.
Come on. You got me gambling across
the board. What do you mean? LeBron and Steph and all KD's already hurt. KD's not playing.
Let me take a shot. I'll bet on some darts. I mean, come on now.
I figured you would have got involved.
Okay.
You want the number?
Sure, give me the number.
Give me the number? Hold on, I'm looking. I'm looking for it now. They don't have the spread up? What is this? I've seen some houses have it at 15.5 for USA Canada tomorrow night. I got Summer League numbers, though, for you if you want. For tonight,
sure. Give out
Thunder
those,
Jazz,
give out
3.5.
Yeah,
Spurs are playing China tonight. And they're up 8. They're laying 26.5 live. And they're up 8. It's in the first quarter. They were laying 28.5 pregame. I figure I'd give you a little NBA too, Joe. I mean, come on. Summer League.
All right.
Joe's not interested if you can't all player props, 7 threes or 35-plus points. If you can't do that, Joe's not into it.
True. I need
stuff. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. especially now, like these doldrums of summer. By the way, you know, could it be any hotter out East Coast?
Yeah, that's it's been it's been tough.
Could we get any hotter while we're at it?
It's been tough. Any score yet, Matias, in this soccer game, Argentina Canada? You should have went, Joe. They're playing at MetLife.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take the kids. Let me go to MetLife.
Nil-nil, and you know what? It's back and forth. Weather.
Is it back and forth, or has Argentina held the ball for 89% of the play so far?
No, it's back and forth. And to tell you the truth, I think Canada's came closer to scoring than Argentina has. They've certainly gone upfield, man. Messi missed a chance, but that's about it.
Huge win for Spain today, too, Matias. Huge win.
Big time win. Big time come from behind win.
Keeps your ticket alive.
Yes, it does. We let it ride. The Argentina better not mess this up for me, though, because right now, how hot is it right now where they're playing? If you go outside and you're standing in the balcony,
it's hot.
Like,
it's about 97 degrees out, Matias.
It's hot and it's humid. It's not a good scene there. And I actually, that does slow things down, right? I mean, guys are going to get tired a little bit quicker.
Well,
that's
Argentina
advantage
isn't
Canada.
Isn't the youngest team, you know?
Advantage Canada, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Look at the Rays are stealing bases here, Joe. Rosarena.
Can we get him in now? Can we get him in? Paredes,
I got the Dodger game on, too. What do you need, one run in this Dodger game?
Yeah. They're going to two runs. They're going to tease me, too. This is going to go down to the wire now, this game. Unbelievable.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We do have a breakthrough, Joe, at the Copa at MetLife in Jersey.
Your guy?
It sure was. Julian Alvarez scores to put Argentina on the board 1-0 in the 22nd minute. So cash that for me, Julian Alvarez to the window, scoring a goal. Forget Messi. We go Julian Alvarez, baby. That's how we do it. Does Messi even have a goal in this tournament, Matias? I don't think he does, right? Has he scored?
You know what?
I believe that's a no.
PK? I don't think he scored a regular goal.
No, he scored. I'm not counting the end of the game penalty kicks they did. I'm talking about in game. I don't believe he has scored, even on a penalty kick.
I don't think he has.
So Alvarez
has been scoring all the goals.
That's right. He has. So that bumps Argentina, Joe, to minus 4,000.
Wow. All right. Okay.
So pretty good numbers there if you got them. Canada plus 1,120. So not a good scene at all to qualify for the next round for them. Meanwhile, in the baseball, still 7-2 Cubs-Orioles. I'm looking for a little bit more there. If we can get Bellinger or Gunnar Henderson, or I think I have Santander somewhere as well, we can get one of those guys through. 9-1, Phillies lead the Dodgers, top six. Dodgers left a small village in the top of the fifth. Guess what, Joe? They've got a couple guys on again here in the top of the sixth. Can they break through? That's the question. That's the question. Can they break through?
Because they don't break through now, they're going to lose their mojo. They're going to pack it in. They got to break through now to at least give them life. No, these Yankees have a run.
Very possible.
Come on, who's up, Carver? Who's up? Gleyber Torres. Come on, could he hit a two-run blast?
What are you saying here, Joe? What did
Yankees
you send me here?
Have a man on, and Gleyber's up. I don't think there's one out. Could he at least do something positive? Of course not. 0-2 count.
You know, Joe, you should look at these before you send them to me. I don't know if you're sending me a Mike Gundy tweet, or if you're sending me Trump challenging Biden to a golf match and you give him 20 strokes.
What do you think? Okay. The Mike Gundy?
I don't know. I mean, you never know. This is hot news now that these guys are, this is how bad it's gotten. They're going to play golf now.
It was the Mike Gundy. I'm sorry I didn't crop it for you. Well, did you see his second thing that he said? Forget the first thing that he said. Did you see his second comment about the Steelers?
I did not see that. Let me bring up. I have it here. I have all of Gundy's.
I was going to lead the second hour with all this,
yes. So I have all
of
this.
I was just texting you to see if you saw it. That's the actual.
You're talking about him saying I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life?
Yeah.
So.
There you go. I just thought it was funny. Like, you know, I mean. Hey, you know what? It's football. Everything's a business now. There is no morals and scruples in college athletics. That's it. It is what it is.
I didn't.
Bigger and better deal for everyone.
Yeah, here's what you love about, and like I said, I'm gonna lead the next hour with this, Joe, and we'll get into it really heavy. But the one thing about Mike Gundy is he gonna say whatever he wants. He doesn't really care what anyone thinks, and he kind of did a little bit of that today in Vegas. Let's just say he did a little bit of that today.
I sort of like him, though. I he's put money in my pocket, so I can't, you know. I mean, I like Gundy. Listen, if you put the green in my pocket, you're a friend of mine.
He's done a lot of that for you.
He has.
Yeah, I mean, this quote's everywhere.
He couldn't run Ollie Gordon 50 times in the Big 12 championship game last year. You know, obviously something got a hold of him. Maybe he recognized
he's gonna,
that after
gonna
the fact.
Going to run him 50 times now. So, your boy Ollie.
Yeah.
No punishment, Joe. I'm going to be right out there week one. Get him right in there. I guess people thought he was going to get maybe suspended for what? What was he going to give him, John?
Like
one of those
six games?
Nah, he was never going to do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. All right, Joe, a couple things. Tigers got a 3-run homer from Gio Urshela. That was the game, Joe. That was the game you needed to jump on. And then they got a home run from this Mallory. They have now tied this game at 7. So the Guardians, once upon a time, had a 6-0 lead in this game.
Jeez.
It is now 7-all in the bottom of the 6th. So they play a 1-0 game last night, Joe, where no one scored till the 8th. And tonight it's 7-7 in the 6th. So
unbelievable.
That's baseball on a night-to-night basis. You just never know. They're in a rain delay in Cincinnati in the 3rd. Reds have a 5-0 lead. They got homers from Stevenson and Will Benson before the rains came. We'll see if they ever get going again. Still 11-2, Red Sox and A's. I gotta tell you, Joe, I think the Phillies are going to need to pull you across the line here against the Dodgers. The Dodgers just don't have it tonight.
That's it. I'm toast. Toast. Stick a fork in and it's over.
Now you did get two games rained out tonight, Joe. Royals-Cardinals are going to play 2 tomorrow now. And the Twins and the White Sox are also going to play 2 tomorrow. So a couple of doubleheaders there in the Midwest for you in St. Louis and Chicago. Here's the Yankees doing nothing again. This Volpe, he's become a total hump also, Joe. He does nothing anymore. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, they just, you know what, Joe? I get you get into slumps, right? Like, slumps happen.
Mm-hmm.
But with them, it's like they just completely fall off the cliff. You know?
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. The mojo is completely over.
Ugh. Oh, the mojo is over. There's no doubt about that. The mojo is over, Joe, for them. No question. Have you seen who else you're going after in the golf this week?
The Italian, that guy that Basilico? What's the guy's name?
Is this in the which tournament? Did you?
The Jabroni, the ultimate Jabroni.
So you're not going to play anyone in the Scottish?
I don't know.
There's a couple of your guys here. There's a few of your guys.
Fleetwood 20-1.
Nah, that's not enough for you. You need triple digits. You need the triple digit ones. How about let's see. Oh, Guido Migliozzi's here, Joe, at 170-1.
Really?
Guido Migliozzi.
Let's go with him, first round leader.
You and the first round leaders. Who else do you got? I think you got the Molinari brothers here as well, Joe. Mm. Those are your guys. Anybody with that Italian heritage you always root for.
True.
You always take a liking to those guys.
I'm a homer, Carver. I'm a homer.
Oh, Matteo Cerro at 500-1. Matteo!
Matteo!
Get him in there. Man, Gary Woodland 500-1 this week. Look out. The mighty have fallen. Who's at the bottom of the very bottom of the board for Joe? Wow, a lot of 1,000-1s this week. Nico Echevarria. Marcus Armitage.
Who else?
Santiago Torrio. There's Francisco Molinari, 1,000-1.
Is he? Francisco Maldonado.
Molinari, yeah.
I know, Molinari. Corver.
What's the matter, Joe?
These games just slow down.
I feel like we had a real surge before, and now things have gotten a little stale. Things have gotten stale. We had a real nice pace. We came on the air. Like I was coming off and just like getting the homer updates. Boom, 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 nonstop. And now it's become like, oof, can something else happen? This JJ Bleday is up for Oakland right now. Can he put one over the monster for me? This guy hit one over the left field wall. Please, Joe.
Can he?
It would be nice. No, he made an out. What a loser. Hump. Mm. Nothing going on in this Pirate Brewer game either.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Nothing going on.
Dead and buried here.
You think we're dead and buried with it?
I think we're dead and buried. I feel like nothing is going on. The Yankees have shown me nothing. One run, is that all they're going to get against Tampa? And Tampa's packed it in.
Yes.
They're content to win this game by 3 runs. They're playing small ball. That's it. You know, it's just, we got to root on the late games. Rangers, Braves, and Blue Jays.
Maybe the late games is where it's going to happen.
Happened last night that way.
I'll tell you this, Joe. I wanted to, next time we do one of these massive parlays, you know, we put like 5, 6, 7 legs together.
Right.
Like we like to do around here when we get silly. I'm adding in Duke to win the national title next year. I love this kid Cooper Flagg, Joe.
Do you?
Yeah, he's playing with the USA guys in Vegas on the select team, and he's going into his freshman year at Duke. He's going to be the number one pick next year. This kid can play. I think Duke's still 13-1 on the board. I'm going to stash a couple Duke tickets away, Joe.
All right, let's do it.
They'll be under Cooper 10 by the Flagg. New year. Cooper Flagg. That's your guy.
That's my guy.
Cooper Flagg. Let's see what they got him at right now.
I'm still backing Joey McGuire. Big 12 champs. My guy. I'm going down with the ship if I'm wrong.
Well, that's it. With the football. Actually, Duke on this board is 10. That's weird. I checked. That might have been BetMGM this afternoon. They were 13. On FanDuel, Joe, they're favorite at 10-1.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they say, Joe, shop around.
Definitely shop around. Get the best price.
MGM had UConn at like 9-1 or 8-1 as the favorite, and they're 11-1 here. Build the portfolio, Joe. That's what we always like
build
to do.
Build the portfolio. Build it, and they shall come. That's what it's all about, Carver. Build it and they shall come. Could we get some runs?
Everything has gotten so slow. You're right, Joe. Nothing's happening here. Just nothing going on. 1-1 Marlins and Astros, so the Astros get on the board. Very quiet. So Scherzer and Contreras, Rangers and Angels coming up at 9:40. Sale and Gallen, Braves, Diamondbacks. Gilbert and Mazur, Seattle, San Diego. And Kikuchi and Snell in San Francisco tonight. Joe's alt in all the overs.
Yep, that's it.
Thinks that it's all going to bust out as things get slow. We were heading towards lots of overs in the early slate. And now it's just nothing going on. That's why we got to turn to the Summer League, Joe.
Yep, Summer League overs. Guys want to put the pill in the tin.
Thunder Jazz, 186.5. Charlotte Sacramento, 176.5. Let me tell you, this China team getting 28.5, Joe. They're only down 9 against the Spurs. China.
Let's do it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. LeMahieu up now, Joe, with a man on and nobody out. Let's see if the Yankees can actually get something cooking here. They've gotten into the Tampa bullpen finally. Kelly's in there now. It's 4-1. And they just locked it on me here, Joe. I don't know if he made an out or what the deal is. Because you got Rice Aroney coming up next.
LeMahieu is out, and I don't know. Somebody got forced. It was a forced.
Oh, it was a – there you go. He got him at second. That was it. Nice job. Cubs threatening again. 7-2, top 8, 2 on and 1 out for the Cubbies. Unfortunately, I guess they passed Bellinger in the order already, so it won't be him that does the damage for me. Maybe we can at least get Gunnar Henderson at some point to put one in. Did you see any highlights of Edie last night, Joe?
No. You told me he looked good, though.
14 points and 15 boards. And he tipped in a shot at the buzzer to force overtime. Now, he's not playing tonight. I guess they didn't want to play him two nights in a row because Memphis is still playing in Salt Lake City. But I guess he'll obviously pick it back up, Joe, when they get to Vegas on Friday. And he'll get back in. He went from, I believe after the draft, he was 15 or 16 to 1 to win the Rookie of the Year. Then he went to 10 to 1. And now, Joe, after that performance last night, everybody excited about the Summer League. He's now the favorite at 6-1.
Wow. Okay.
Now, look, that just shows you, Joe, how much overreaction is to these dopey Summer League games. Like honestly, I get he looked good, but, you know, wasn't exactly playing against, Wembanyama, Gobert, and Joel Embiid out there. Like,
That's the way they get, though, Corby. You know, one guy has one breakout game, and next thing you know,
if Dalton Connect scores 20 points for the Lakers tomorrow night, is he going to be the favorite for the Rookie of the Year?
Probably.
Man, there's some guys down this board, Joe. This thing is wide open. That Rookie of the Year this year. It's not like last year where you just knew Wembanyama was going to win. Your boy Castle 11-1. Donovan Klingon 20-1. Jared McCain 35. That Ware on Miami, Joe, 50-1.
Really?
He could play. Yeah.
You want to take a shot with him with
LSU playoff? This is what I mean, Joe. You always have to, like, 50-1's not enough for you. Can I put it with Duke to win the national title?
Could Ben Rice Homer make this a game?
Joe, actually, yeah, you'd prefer 4-4 now, right, Joe? Get it to 4-4.
Yeah, but I got no shot. I'll take 4-3. I mean, why not? Make it a one-run game. Oh, in play. Now, on the GameCast, it went out of the park. And it's gone! 4-3, Ben Rice!
Now, remember, you didn't get this right the other day.
I did get it right now. This kid's on fire, Ben Rice.
Are you sure, Joe? Oh, yeah, I finally got it. That's well gone. 4-3 now. Ben Rice into the right field seats.
All right, come on now. Let's make this a game. We got bases.
Pick it up now, Joe. Dodger. Pick it up.
Bases loaded in the Dodger game.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen, Joe.
7-4 Yankees. 7-4 Yankees.
Oh, final, you think? Nah, they're not winning this game. Yeah. They got no shot.
Mr. Positive.
I'll tell you what they have, Joe. No shot.
They got no shot to win this game.
No shot. They got no shot. You like that, Joe? No shot. All right. Where to win the Rookie of the Year? Okay. Duke to win the national championship next year. Like that, now that's like my new thing. I'm going to throw that in on everything now.
What? To win the national championship in basketball.
Yeah, in basketball.
Okay. So now you're holding this ticket to at least eight.
I'm not done.
And you're
Florida State, Florida State to make the college football playoff.
Okay.
Who do you want? Just swap someone out. Who do you want instead of Florida State?
No, I like, you know, Florida State's one of my picks.
LSU?
Put them in too.
I only want to put one.
I'd put LSU.
You're such a homer. You really are. All right. Where to win the Rookie of the Year?
Put somebody for the Masters. Scheffler for the Masters. Okay.
I don't like putting these with the golf. Golf's hard enough.
Stop now. Keep going.
All right. Here's what it is. Where Duke and LSU, $25, Joe, wins you $31,000.
All right, there you go.
Is that enough for you? You put enough in the, you could take all that and put it into crypto? You win that?
I put this in. You ready? The other day. You ready?
Yeah, okay. Good.
So, four-leg parlay. Florida State to win the ACC, Michigan to win the Big Ten, LSU to be the SEC champ, and Texas Tech to win the Big 12. Pays 466-100 are the odds. $100 pays you $466,000.
Wow, look at this, Joe. Reynolds for the Pirates. Let's go. Let's go, Joe. Big hit.
Yankees still have run around. What are we doing in this Dodger game? Bases loaded. Can we convert?
That's gone cold. That's gone very cold.
No, we got bases loaded, Carver.
Cold.
What is going on? Who's up?
Big hit, Joe. Let's go. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Okay, Joe. So a few things here. The Cubs did get one more. 8-2. They lead the Orioles. They're in the bottom of the eighth now. Still 9-1 with the Phillies. 7-7 Guardians Tigers top eight. We said the Yankees got it to 4-3 now. They do go to the bottom of the seventh in Tampa. Is that, you said that's a last legger, Joe? You need that to finish off
no,
one?
No, last legger. No. I need the Dodgers. I got no shot.
The Mets got a homer from Francisco Alvarez. They lead the Nationals 6-0 in the top of the seventh. Still 11-2 Sox A's. 5-1 Reds lead the Rockies. Somebody must have just hit a homer for Colorado. We'll have to check on that. Of course, I got that two-run homer, Joe, from Brian Reynolds, which was a nice hit for me. 2-1 now, bottom of the third in Milwaukee. And it looks like the Brewers are getting to work now, too. Wasn't it 2-0? So the Brewers are getting to work now here. They've got a couple on. They got some guys on the bases in the bottom half of the third inning. 1-1 Marlins and Astros. The other four games, of course, start later in the second hour here. It was Brenton Doyle who hit the homer for Colorado. It was a nice hit for him if you had him, almost 6-1. So that's the deal there. I'm guessing it's still 1-0 for Argentina, Matias, I would guess. I haven't heard you say anything or sound any alarms or anything, so I'm assuming that that's still the score in that game. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but... Right, Matias, is that what you got? 1-0 Argentina? Probably busy.
Yeah, 1-0, and it is halftime right now. We're about 5 minutes halftime. Away from the second half. We're rolling.
Halftime there, Joe. So that's what we have working...
In that one.
So when we come, when we start the next hour, Joe, we'll start to get into all this football Tuesday. All the stuff that came out of Talking Day. Oh, one last thing I'll give you before we open up with the Big 12 Media Day next hour. Did you see the new gig for your favorite college football announcer?
Mackenzie Milton in the WWE.
How about that?
I think that's great. I think Tessitore is a perfect fit for the WWE.
He's a great play-by-play guy. That's pretty good. You know, that's an interesting move for him. Maybe he's into it, Joe, and maybe he got the offer and he said, "Yeah, let's do this."
Yeah, I'm sure they paid him a boatload of money, right?
I mean, yeah, I would assume so. Yeah,
but is
I would think
ESPN?
That. I don't know, Joe. I mean, I don't know what show he's going to be doing, but I'm sure whatever show he's on is like once a week, so he could probably he's still going to call college football and stuff. I would imagine.
I would hope.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change. That doesn't change, Joe. He's not going anywhere for you. Mackenzie Milton, man, you got real fired up when that happened.
I did. I sent it to you. I said, look at this.
I'm saying the night of him going nuts about Mackenzie Milton, you went wild about that. Mackenzie Milton. That's Joe it. Tessitore. Good for him.
Love Joey Test.
Joey Test. There you go with that. So we'll come back, Joe, and we will get into all of it. I think the only other thing we have going on live was I gave you the Summer League too as well. So we make sure we cover all the bases. Everybody's in on the Summer League now, Joe. Very excited. Thunder and Jazz tipping in 2 minutes. 186.5, Joe. China down 3 to San Antonio. Joe, they were catching 28.5. There's a Philly run. Marsh with a homer. 10-1 Phillies.
Yeah, I need more. Could these Yankees, I need 5-5. Give me 5-5. Everybody eats at 5-5. 10-1 these Phillies. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
We certainly are. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.